Beginning current daf, Masech des Nazi daf Chav Hey. Beginning of Menalf, beginning Tez Masta, beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara asked, "How can you say Ma'istam Yivlin Dava, but you have the Meichatz Malchavim Ben, which has to go Liam and Melech?" So the first interpretation of Yechonah says, as Tez quotes from the Gemara, "Halachi Ben Nazi, Halacha LaMoishem Meisinaihu." There's too many Yivlin Dava that unspecified falls, funds fall from the Dava. Then that is Avav Bishul the Meichatz Malchavim Ben. You're right. Although the funds for the Chatz are mixed in with it, and actually Tez says rather to the contrary, like Hamam Muchlep in the Gemara later on, actually. Al-Chavav, at the end of Ma'av, it's actually obvious, Kishad Mechad is Davka Mechaben, it's actually only when the funds of Chad are mixed into it. Oz, Nid, Niskab Alocha, Sheepul and Dabba, then the Halacha Mishnu is received as a fall from the Dabba. Aval and May, Oil B'Shalm Levad Mechaben Yachem, but if you have, let's say, only the Oil and Shalom funds mixed together, like Nem Ben Sheepul and Dabba, actually it's not said that it's fall from the Dabba. Liyev Chatz and Elbachatz and Shalom, actually then half should be Oil and half should be Shalom. The second interpretation, B'Shem Alocha Shem, he said, L'chon Drem, L'chon Nebais, Ma'teira, Amra, Moise, Nad, Yehil, and Dabba. The Pasuk says, for all the nedarim, all the nedavis, which the Torah is basically saying, the left of a neder should be the nedava. And as Tais explained, Chol Kabbanis Nazir, all the Kabbanis of a Nazir, but neder imon are brought with a neder, which are deicha neder. The Gemara says, benazir through the neder, he's a nazir of the chatas, and even the chatas therefore has this halacha of the leftover should be of the chatas should be for a nedava. Which Tais says, v'svar hu logmin b'moisik hay, and the logic actually would tell us is the leftovers is such a case because the b'sham moisla mishkachs with all other halacha moisches we don't find such a thing. Because the mifresh mois la'ilu in the Torah, let's say you separate funds for an oila, and you have excess funds. So who's la'behem? Let's say the price of animals went down. Then you're la'hak me'mon k'sak for some oila. Chashlam zot shlam k'mashiv shemetchalik. You initially separated. So when would you ever have a case that the moisa should be as an adava? Obviously, let me the moisa saw some kind. If it's logical to explain in such a case of leftover funds like this, we have chatas oila b'shlam b'rav meyach altogether. Then it's going to go for an adava again, even though the chatas is in there. That's the machlekes. So it's Tosh quotes from the Gemara, Bishlam Yechon El Malachi Ben Nazir. We understand that Yechon says Alach Mishu Mesin Ben Nazir Matalachi. Therefore, Stumen in. It's only as we said in the Mishnah when it's unspecified funds. But for Chashan, like when specified, not as Tosh explains, she can't Alach Mishu Mesin. That's like you know that's Gzeir. That's the Alach we receive from Mishu Mesin. But as you quote from the words of Gemara, Lebshim Malach, that says Afal Mevorash, and then they should even be Mevorash because the name you should say Mikamolik because the pasuk explicitly says that all leftovers of the net, there's Nadav. If I might tell him to see him in Parashah, then why'd we say when it's specified if one's not? Who cares? So then Taisa's quotes from the Gemara's answer that Rabbi said, no. Meforashin like Metzisa Amrit says the Gemara. You cannot say it's to my case of Meforashin that what? As Taisa explained, deeper than Dabba that should fall in Nadav. Why? Because, like he says, because Taisa quotes from the Gemara, the Kvar Paska Tan Rebishmo, because we already have the Pshat of the Tan Rebishmo. Which is, as Tais explained about Chatas Mesa, that the offspring of a Chatas dies, but lo nedava, and doesn't go for nedava. And Machanam and Nehemiah hear also the same thing, but Mesa Shalah, with the leftover of funds, the Libid Lassel is going to go to waste, but lo nedava, not for nedava, because as Tais explained, I'll call Nikomai Zachat, they're all in the category of leftovers of Chatas, of excess of Chatas. And that's being blamed. Vlad Chatas with the offspring of Chatas, and Timuchas Chatas with Timuchas Chatas, Ki Hachal, like the case over here, the Mafresh Mefarashin, where you designated specifics, behavior of the husband Mefrit. Oh yeah, he did not miss the ilo. Meshav would learn the ilo that you have. Ah, the first moist and zeruza meis. He separated funds from the zeruza and he dies. By the moist, my brachah had specified funds. Kol eila she'in chatois asma. All these which are not the chatos themselves. Shame moist was them. All considered moist that we could compare the halachas in them, and therefore we see that clearly it's not going to be yibul and dava. Then Tais asked, he said, "Bahad in the muscle memah the halacha gemirla the chatos meisa. Why couldn't we just say very simply halacha meshav sin that tells us that a chatos is left to die? So that's how we know this halacha. Why do we have to bring in the ton baby shmo?" No, the Gemara preferred to quote the Tanya Rishmal, the Tanya which it taught all of them. It said Chatas Mesa, yeah, that we know from Lachamish Mesina, but it also taught Oyle Vishlam, Yikir Vishlam, Brother Shlam, Kolech Gedina, each one like their own halachas, Kamesh Mesina, like our Mishnah, the Gemara says, Otik Abayle, Shlam, Shlam, and that's all spelled out clearly in Tanya Rishmal, and then we quoted that instead of just saying Lachamish Mesina and the Chatas Mesa. Next, that's not to begin the words. Of the Gemara, the beginning of the Rashi Tanya Rishmal, they quote the pasuk Rak Kadeshech Hashilach, but the holy things that will be for you, which Betmura Bereish Perik Elu Kachim Darsh expounds what we're just taking for granted over here. It explains what the source is when it says Rak Kadeshech, only your holy things Elu Hatmuras. These are the Tmuras which you're swapping the sanctity Hashilach that will be for you Elu Vlad. These are the offspring. Because it's explained to the oil of shlam gufayla itzur. We don't need the pasuk tells us regarding oil and shlam that brought us oil and shlam. Shereikavam mafurish be yikra. Pasuk in the beginning of yikra already tells us those terus oil of terus shlam. Tells us the halachas. He was saying that you're going to bring these things as oil and shlamim are the timuris and the maisaris. Now, when the pasuk says it takes quotes from the words of the braisa my takanasin. So, what's the remedy for these vladim and the timuris? So Tiso Bas, the Pasuk says, you should lift them up and you should bring them, as Tiso says, be Yerushalayim to Yerushalayim. Then the question is, as Tiso quotes in the words of Raisa, Yochel, Yalim, the Beis HaBakai, you would think you're bringing the Beis HaMikdash, be in the Memaimaz, and you would hold back from giving them water and food, Kadesh, that they should die, as Tiso says, claim another with Yachnisim, you should bring them in, Kadesh, is Mavat Chatzis, the way you do by the offspring of a Chatzis, of a Tmuchas, Chatzis, Mukhas, Chatzis, 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 that they go for death. That's what the Raisa says. You can do your oil, the meat, and the blood. Which Tais explains, save it, I crawl at the end of the Pasuk, but Damas of Achachi, you shove the blood of your carbon, you spill, and the meat you eat. Stomach lay high crown, that's what says this Pasuk before, in Raka the Shecha, as Tais quotes the word of the Bryce. Just like you do by an oil. In other words, that they are sacrificed, and so too, and that's how you should do by the Tmura. And as the words are by Sakhid Devshat Nagar Shlam, just like you do by Shlam, which they save the cry by Shlam, and the positive of Shlam, that's like it says in the Bible of Abbasat Taichel. So that's what the words of the Bryce are, knowing the blood, that's what you do by the offspring. And so it says, why do you pick specifically Tmur by Oila? Because the Zachar, which an Oila is a Zachar, Leshach by blood, there's no offspring. But Shlam, the Nekeva, which is in the Nekeva, not blood, it says offspring. But you're right, it's not necessarily, but that's just how it has to be. Now, the Bryce continues, okay, fine. So Yochel Avlad Chatzis Tmuchas Hashem Mechul, you would think also that the offspring of Bechatzis and Tmuchas Hashem, you would also sacrifice them, which Chase here also points out, Bechatzis not good Vlad, but Bechatzis we picked the offspring, Shibonikev, because that part is a female. Because Hashem Tmuchas, but Hashem we said the Tmuchas Shubazach, because that comes as a male. And Malachim, this is what the Bryce is saying. Yochel Avlad Chatzis Tinning Badin Chatzis, you would think that also the offspring of Chatzis, you would have the Lach of Bechatzis, and Tmuchas Hashem, and the Tmuchas Hashem, Din Hashem Shabda Lach of Hashem, Kalem another Chikub Hashem, Chaz Hashem, 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 Tais quotes from the words of the Bryce, it's Amalim Rak, and it says Rak, which is Lemute Vlad Chatzis Tmuchas Hashem, which comes to exclude the offspring of the Chatzis and Tmuchas Hashem, because the Ach and Rak and Mirtum, we know that the word Ach and Rak are but only, which are exclusionary terminologies, excluding the Tmucha of an Hashem and of a lot of a Chatzis. Now, the Bryce continues, the Bekibam, he says, not in the Tzach, you don't need, as Tais explained, the in maybe La Hashem, that, because we know you only bring for the Hashem, El Hashem, Asma, only the Hashem itself. Because that we have, from the Pasuk Hashem, who, now, continuing the text of Asta, begin with the Gemara, that the Gemara explains, Ketani, we learned in the Braisa, Yochel, Yalim, so the text says, come on, Amma, it's like when you say, Amma, Malik, when you're coming to explain something, which you would think that you bring up to the base of Midash and you hold back water and food. Oh, that's what's saying, no, of a Sisal Esach. So the text quotes from the words of the Gemara, asks, Amma, but why? What do you mean? Hogabi Vlad Chatas with the Gemir Misa. We have a Lachmesh Misenai, that it dies only by the offspring of a chatas, which as they said, the chachat gemir, let's Allah chamesh vizin, the chamesh chatas meis, five chatas that die. Beilehin that they are vlad chatas, the offspring of a chatas, mukhas chatas, when you try to swap the sanctity of the chatas to a chulun animal, but chatas is shemesh baleho, and the chatas that the owner died, or in shkabe bala ba'ach, or that the owner gathered to mourn another animal, the shabbos nosa, or it's already past its first year. Now, hoivu la'ar b'shlevo oila, since the halak mentioned it is only by chatas, not oila shlevo, mei chatas is shemesh, why would you have thought that they die? So, on that, the Gemara answers that he loved Kurov. Now, for the Pasuk, I mean, I would have to say, Blat Chatas, Bechamakim. That the offspring of Chatas, that's in all places, meaning, as Tais explains, she is that you want to, that Big Boom, wherever, out of the base of English, wherever you want, the Shemusa, they could be left to die over there. I'm Ma'il Bishlam, but from Ma'il Bishlam, actually, I would have thought, Yavim, and Bishlam, you're bringing Bishlam, like we said at the beginning of the Pasuk. So that's as a continued next Tais and Asuk, which is from Amid Bays. So therefore, that's not the case. That's why we needed the limb of the pasuk, but that also. Now the Bryce has said, as our Gemara quotes, "Ketani, we learned Yochel Avlad Chatas Tmuchas Hashem." You would think that also the offspring of a Chatas and Tmuchas Hashem would also have that it would be sacrificed in the Mishnah. Just the Mirak, it says Rak. So the question of the Gemara is, as Tais quotes, "Is Halam the Kroah in the pasuk?" As Tais explains, "Like Kriyavu, that they cannot be sacrificed like the Vlad and the Tmuchas of the Oil and the Shlamim." But what do you mean? As the Gemara asks, "It's Hachasig Mirla." That Vlad Chatas the Misa Azla. Sigma says, you're right. The Pasuk is, as Tezik quotes, La Ashem Hudas, coming for the Ashem. As Tezik is limit to say, Shein the Korav Ashem, which is not sacrificed to Ashem. Because the Elav Korav, not by the Pasuk, I mean, I would have thought this, Tinik B'tumur V'Sashem, that you would treat by the Tumur V'Ashem, because the Tumur V'Ashem, like Tumur V'Ashem. On that apart, the Gemara asks, as Tezik quotes, in the words of the Gemara, Hanami Yechasa. There's also part of Allah Chamesh Mesinai. The Choshab Chatas Mesa Ashem, right? When Amel Chatas dies, the Ashem left the grace, and it's not brought as a crime. Now, Tais explains the Pinnish Rabbein Tam, according to Rabbein Tam's interpretation, which is Ahmed Beis in the Ramaskal Nitik, the Pinnish that explains that Kol Shabbat is Meisha, the Alocha, Lemesha B'Sinai, when Nebuchadnezzar Chadis dies, but Asham Oila. Asham is not Raya, it's actually an Oila. So, Paul Chachi, according to the Gemara's question, is like this. The Mashman sounds like love Krav, not for the Pasuk. I mean, I would have thought to say, as the Gersa of Ranchberg is that Tina Bitmur is Asham Din Asham, that you would treat the Tumor of Asham like an Asham. Kedinch, and like Bitmur Zayl Din Elif, like you treat the Tumor of like an Ayla. Balasa, it's not the case, the Allah, because the Allah is the Tumor of Asham like Rabbi Asham El Ayla. That's the Gemara's question. It's not an Asham, it's an Ayla. Shan the Gemara answers that the Vad del Chat is not Mitzachra. No, actually, yeah, even for Chat, you need to have the Pasuk. Let me say Shim Kor of Chatz of Asham, that if you do sacrifice it against the Allah of Mishra Sinai, as a Chatz of Asham, Koyle Basay, you're violating Pasuk commandment, which that's not the Allah of Mishra Sinai. You need a Pasuk in the Torah for that. The Chamash Makar, that's a Pasuk, it sounds like Tmur is Oyla, Blad Shalom, and Yikrib, Kolech Beminai. That yes, the Tmur of Oyla and the Blad Shalom, you sacrifice each one according to its type. Haile Shem Oyla, the one per Oyla, by Hashem Shalom, this is Blad Shalom. Because it's like in the Pasuk, as we quote in the Braisa, Tiso Basa, Vesiso Zecha Basa, that you should lift up and you should bring and you should make your Oylas of the meat, etc. Havlat chatzis v'timulchas asham, but the inference is the blood of chatzis more of asham, as we said from the rock. Loisis, so don't bring up v'tikrab l'shem chatzis v'timulchas asham l'shem asham is the girsa. No, don't do that. Havlat chatzis meisim hilchas. Rav Alchem Hashem tells us that the blood chatzis should be left to die. V'timulchas asham hilchas akol l'shem asham should be sacrificed to oila. The pesha ben etam d'usam, like we said, bring from the etam. And therefore, it's a lava b'machlas. Say it's a negative prohibition which is derived from a positive commandment, which is telling you do this, and the inference is don't do that. Which is a violation of positive commandment. Because the email is only had the Allah Mesh Vizina, but I would have thought to say, okay, not to bring it at the Timurah and the plot. The Makavli, but if you do sacrifice, I can be liable, Kamash Makar, that you need the Pasik, because it can come in bays, that you need to have that. Now, if you know, only had the Pasik, I would have thought to say, you can't sacrifice as a Chatz Vashim. But if you can bring as oil and Shalom if you want to, Mashal Hagel said that no Chatz is made, so Chatz is less than Dav, it's more than oil, it has to be specifically sacrificed as an oil. And you cannot bring it as whatever it is that you want to bring it for.